Step 3, goals. There's two parts to the goal piece. Ultimately, there's the goal summary sheet, which we're asking for teams to take the best of your goals and place them on this sheet. And then there's the goal detail pages. The goal summary sheet is meant to be kind of a top five or top six list there. Six isn't a magic number. You might have three things that you really feel are important as a team, or you might have 15. I would say this, though, that the key to focus is elimination. And so if you're trying to have 20 or 25 goals, that's a tall order and something that might be difficult to accomplish with excellence. So if you can narrow it down to somewhere between 3, 5, maybe 6, that'd be very helpful. And then on the goal detail pages, ultimately, you can have as many of these again as you want, but what we want you to do is capture what it is you're trying to accomplish in the coming year, starting with the name of this goal. Maybe is it a person, is it a thing, or is it an event? By person meaning, is it something that is going to require someone to do it? Is it something you're trying to make, or is it an event you're trying to pull off? And then define what that goal is. Who's going to be involved? What's it going to take? Or what is it? Where is it? When is it? And how are you going to do it? Just the general questions. And of course, with all of these, if there's not enough room to get the detail down that you need, feel free to do it on a separate sheet and then just combine it with this. And then continuing on, you want to find out, what's the objective? Like, why are you doing it? What are you trying to accomplish? What we want you to do is think through with the activities and such that you do, how does it fit in with who we are as a church? How does it come into alignment with helping people connect to God and to each other? Does it fit as a connecting event? Is it helping connect people for community? Is it helping to equip them for mission? How does it fit with our values, if at all? And then to capture those things there under your objectives. And then resources. What do you need to pull it off? Is it going to take people? Do you need more people on your team? Are you going to need facilities? If so, what rooms? When? How often? What kind of gear might you need or equipment might you need to pull off this goal that you've got? And then is there any resources money-wise that are necessary for it as well? And then if you've got times and dates, we want you to set those. The reason we want to be so detailed here is that the larger we get as a church, the more important it's going to be that we're on the same page in terms of not only facilities, but resources, people, and such. So we want to make sure that we are thinking through with that kind of detail the next ministry year, so that as events come up and things happen, we've got it down, we're set, we know where we want to go with it and why. So take your time, work through the goal detail sheets. When you complete those goal detail sheets, maybe sit with your team and ask the question, what are the top 4 or 5 things we might want to do here? Write those on the goal summary sheet. And then in that, especially in a team context, be very helpful to assign who's responsible for which area, so that you always know with clarity the people that are responsible for pulling off that goal.